Till Voices Wake Us, a play by Luella Dizon, from the collection Contemporary Plays by Women of Color. Once upon a time, I was a little girl with a secret and wonderful power. I could see things in a way no one else could see. To me, the morning was a great snail, crawling along with a sky blue shell, and one red eye as the sun, and dragging behind it, it was the rich, moist, velvet cloak of the night. Wrapped in the covers of night, I would dream, and I could remember all my dreams as if I were dreaming them for the first time.
You see, the Filipino woman, the Filipina, is descended from a long line of priestesses. For their tribes, these women performed the most sacred rites. They could heal with herbs, speak with the gods, and exorcise devils. They found their darkest powers in dreamlike trances.
In fact, once I knew that I could relive each dream, I realized I could put them away, like books. They could be pulled out and read over, like a map for another adventure.
To this day, there are still wise old women in the smaller towns who still act as links to the supernatural.
Dreams showed me everything that I ever wanted to see. Until one day.
That was something I couldn't take with me when I left the Philippines. The links to the spiritual world through wise old women.
Borders to me are not a big deal, but the border I remember best wasn't even my own.
The links to the past through my mother and my grandmother.
It was at my friend Susie Locke's house. She turned 12 6 months before me. It was at her party. We always shared presents. I would even know which one she would share with me. We opened them all together. A doll, a Nancy Drew book, puffy stickers, earrings, bicycle handlebars.
Wait!
What is it?
It's from my dad.
It was a little girl, sitting with her hands folded. She was wearing lace petticoats and her curls were tied up in a big ribbon. She sat with her solemn face. Not a big grin like you see on kids' picture at the department store. A face with no expectations. Like the picture were a duty, not a gift. She looks just like you.
It's my grandmother.
I've never had anything like that.
Most of our pictures were lost in the war.
Not even once when mom and dad were young.
Those were left back home. When we left our lives behind, we left almost everything behind. I am here in the town of Brooklyn, in the city of New York. The state is New York also. Very confusing. It is the way in Brooklyn to talk very loud, especially when young. The children play in the streets, even if cars are coming. But like the little boys selling cigarillos in the streets of Cebu, they are able to get out of the way. It is the way here to be always working. The cars go very fast and the people are in a hurry. For those who walk slow like me, like some old people and some families with children, there are others who are impatient and push from behind you, looking sullen. It is the way here always to have some place to go.
Is it strange to dream about your mother's country? One that you don't remember at all? When I go to bed at night, and images start to flicker in my eyes. It is the ocean I hear, or my own breathing. Lights out. The sound of breathing fills the darkness. It ebbs and flows, slowly and steadily. It ebbs and flows like the ocean. Somehow, the sound of breathing becomes the ocean, which dies down again. Only the sound of crickets can be heard. If I can remember most of the dream, I write it down, and I use it to write my stories.
Aye, yes. Your mother told me that you want to be a novelist and travel all over the world.
Sure. I used to tell all my stories to Albert, and he loved them so much. He told me to write them down, so that other people could read them. I'm glad he told me that, because I think he's busy with other things right now, and even when I'm talking to him, I don't think he always hears me. Lola?
Yes, Rosie, I'm listening.
We live in the shelter of the mountains.
It's as lonely as a sad song.
The boughs of the trees are our pathways.
Our water jugs are poles of bamboo.
Our plates are coconut husks.
Our meat is what we can catch.
It's so lonely that the monkeys are our neighbors.
What we eat are root crops, for gardener's sake.
Our beds are the skin of trees.
Our blankets are, for gardener's sake, banana leaves.
Life, life in the mountains.
There are still some Filipinos who believe that they are spirits who live in the ground, in the stones, in the darkness beneath the trees. My grandfather believed in them, but he was not afraid of them. They are very old. They have seen many things. To call upon them is to call upon the memory of the very earth. Zeus, Rosie. How powerful they are, and yet they cannot live where there's no belief. Here you might find some who say they believe in God, but it is in the head, not in the heart. So how much less are there who believe in spirits? But you come from the same country. Rosie, you can remember. You just have to reach beyond all memory of what you have known here. It's like a song being sung among many other noises. Block out the other noises and listen for the song. They say my grandfather Rosario came from nowhere, that there were no records of his birth, that no one remembered hearing of him from other towns. They say he was descended from witches. He came to the town of Katmon, and being bright and strong, he attracted attention in the small fishing village. The mayor of Katmon took such liking in him, some say he was bewitched, that he adopted him, almost as a son, and sent him to the University of Santo Tomas. The Spanish students looked down on him for not being fair, for not being Spanish.
How mean.
It's okay, Anak. It's only a dream.
No, I remember. I remember walking in the streets. A rich lady was on my right, and a fruit vendor to my left. I remember singing the same song as I waved flowers. Flowers that seemed to multiply, like the loaves and the fishes. I remember seeing the soldiers shining guns. I remember pitying their nervous faces. I remember the word we chanted, La Ban, La Ban.
Once upon a time.
I remember crying when martial law was declared. I remember Uncle Manny, who used to say what he wished. I remember one night he disappeared. I remember the next morning his brother had bruises on his face. I remember seeing Imelda's picture at my cousin's house. I remember she gave them forks and spoon, plated in gold.
I remember.
Once upon a time.
Listening to the wireless radio, running up to the American soldier and asking him for his K rations.
Chocolate, Joe.
Their food tasted so good.
Running from the Japanese.
Our house burned down in the war. Once upon a time, I remember.
I remember seeing seven ships sailing into Manila Bay. A fleet of Spanish vessels sank into the bloody water.
The Spanish word war.
But we fought for the Americans.
Spain surrendered, and so surrendered us.
After 400 years of Spanish rule, we were the Americans' little brown brothers. I remember I was a poor little brown girl, and I sat in the cheap seat of the balconies in the movie houses. I remember seeing the army officers below. I remember seeing rich white immigrants wearing silk and pears.
Once upon a time.
I remember picking root crops from the ground that had fed my father. I remember yielding the root crops to a fat conquistador, the lord of the estate.
I remember he had sailed in from Mexico. I remember the day he took our land. I remember he raped me and gave me a mestizo son.
Once upon a time.
I remember I wanted to be a nun. I remember a friar seduced me. Once upon a time.
I was a priestess to my tribe, and our chieftains stood proud and tall. And they, with their half-naked bodies and bows and spears, defeated a white man in Admon. A man named Magellan, with a spear in his heart, lay dead on the bloody beach.
Once upon a time.
I remember running free in the land of sun. You see, the Filipino woman, the Filipina, is descended from a long line of priestesses. And I could remember all my dreams as if I were dreaming them for the first time. Once upon a time, I was a little girl with a secret and wonderful power. Till Voices Wake Us, a play by Luella Dizon, from the collection Contemporary Plays by Women of Color.